The new play, Veils, opens on Thursday at the Barrington Stage Company on the Boyd Quinson main stage. This morning we meet the playwright Tom Koash. Tom spent 4 years teaching playwriting at the American University in Cairo, Egypt. He was a co-founder of the Offstage Theater in Charlottesville, Virginia, and has worked for such theaters as the Manhattan Theater Club, Stageworks Hudson, and Actors Theater of Louisville. It's a great pleasure to welcome Tom Koash to the roundtable this morning. Tom, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you here. First of all, I just want to let listeners know, yesterday we had the president, we were covering the president's remarks, which were only supposed to be about 10 or 15 minutes, and we put Tom on hold because he was going to be our next guest, and you were on hold for almost an hour, and because we didn't know when the president was going to stop talking. And so I thank you so much for your patience. I thank you so much for coming back tomorrow, or today, rather, and talking to us, and it was just very nice, and we appreciate it.
Oh, no problem whatsoever. He had some important things to say. So
absolutely.
That was all right.
Well, I thank you very much for doing this. Tell us a little bit about Veils. This is ultimately about a African-American Muslim student who arrives in Cairo. She's there for a year abroad and is looking to be understood. And what brought you to a story like that?
Well, as you mentioned, my wife and I lived in Cairo, Egypt, for 4 years and taught at the university there. And every year there would be a small group of African-American students, Muslim students, who would come over to study. And I think they all came not necessarily thinking it was going to be a Muslim paradise or anything, but that they would be someplace where they were accepted. And, you know, and it was cool to be a Muslim and so on and so forth. And for a lot of them, it was a difficult year, and there was a lot of culture shock, and maybe it wasn't quite what they expected, and so on and so forth. And I thought, wow, that's really. I became good friends with several every year, and I thought that was a really interesting thing, and a different way of looking at things, and so that's what inspired the play. Yeah.
The young woman who is who goes to the school is has a bonding with her roommate, who is a liberal Egyptian, who's creating a blog which is debating the practice of wearing veils, which is where the title comes from. So what are the questions and the subjects that you wanted to delve into within the structure of the play?
Well, one thing that I particularly want to do, I've written several plays set in Egypt. I just find the Middle East a really fascinating place, and we loved it there. And I think that we get such a distorted view through the media here of what the Egypt and the Middle East is like. And I was seeing, lots of really strong, smart women who are doctors and lawyers and artists and directors and so on and so forth. And everybody here was seeing pictures of oppressed women and guys with no teeth burning American flags and things. And
right.
And I really wanted to show a different side of Egypt and the Middle East and, the side that we were seeing and that we really loved. And I wanted to try to break a lot of stereotypes that way. I really wanted to address this issue of veiling because it's one of those topics I think that everybody has a strong gut reaction to, but nobody really knows that much about it, including me. When I started, I sort of thought I knew something about it, but the more research I did, I found the less that I did know, and the more I learned. It's been a really fantastic learning experience for me, and really has changed my mind about a lot of things. So, and I hope that also comes through in the play, It sounds like a play where you've got to, oh my God, we've got to go and learn something and
right.
so on and so forth. And hopefully that's true, but also there's a lot of humor in it and there's, dancing and all kinds of other things. I wanted to put a human face on these things so that we could really, get a feel for what these issues are really like.
I find myself asking this question a lot, but it I think in this case especially it's very true that you there's a balance, isn't there, of trying to have some discussion, but also to remember that this is about a night out at the theater and you're entertaining.
Right. Exactly. And you know, and I'm one of those people who, you know, I like to go to see things that make me think, but also
absolutely,
I do want to be entertained. And I think that I'm hoping that this does both things. You know, I think the actors that we have are terrific, and the director's great. The designers have put up some really interesting, beautiful stuff, and I think that people will be sort of surprised at how much fun they have, you know, learning something.
And when it's all said and done, is there something that you hope that people are talking about on their car ride home?
Sure. Yeah. You know, I was with the play was first done in Portland at Portland Stage last year in Maine, and we had a really several really great talkbacks after the show with you know, lots of people staying, because I think everybody found it really interesting and wanted to know more, I think that one older white gentleman said, you know, when I came here, I thought I was dragged here, and I thought I would have to learn something and be depressed. And he goes, but now when I look at a veiled woman on the street, next time I see one, I'm going to look at her totally different, and I'm going to look at her as a human being. And I thought, wow, that was it. Perfect. Got it.
That's what you want.
Mm-hmm.
The new play, Veils, opens on Thursday at the Barrington Stage Company on the Boyd Quinson main stage. It runs through October 18th. BarringtonStageCo.org. BarringtonStageCo.org for more information. Tom Koash, thank you so much for being with us this morning. A great pleasure. Congratulations, and best of luck with the show.
Thank you, Joe. I hope that you can come see it.
I look forward to it. A great pleasure. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you. Take care.
Again, BarringtonStageCo.org for more information. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.